Salome, can you tell me how did you find out that this label was using the design of your great-grandfather's parka?
It was about a couple of weeks ago that I was going through Facebook like I always do, and someone shared a post on their wall about KTZ doing a fashion fall-winter show of Inuit, what he titled Inuit. And I checked the link to the KTZ website, and I scrolled down the fashion show. There were a whole bunch of Inuit designs, and then there was a very specific shaman garment that my great-grandfather used for his protection. And that's when I said, oh, my God. You got to be kidding me. You cannot wear a sacred garment at any point when you didn't vision it, when you didn't want to use it for protection.
Tell me about this garment. How was it created and why?
Early 1920s, Ava, the great shaman, had a vision that someone was going to drown him, push him into the ocean. And he wanted to protect himself at any time, either sleeping or hunting, when he doesn't notice anyone either trying to push him, or if he can't see it, that this garment will stop that person with his shaman powers from drowning him.
And there is a very interesting picture of him in this garment. Where does this picture come from?
I believe it's from Northern Voices book. It's a compilation of people, Inuit people, or explorers talking about their contacts with, first-time contacts with Inuit people, and their written stories about them, their chants, their songs, and pictures with them, and that's where the picture is.
What do you want the label, the design label, do now?
Now, I've been talking to media outlets of all kinds yesterday and today, and yesterday around noon, they took it off their website. They're no longer selling it. And they are also asking probably the outlets that they sell to take it off. The Canadian two stores in Vancouver and Toronto has taken it off their shelves. So no one is selling it at this point, which we have succeeded. But they have not also, in the apology letter that they sent this morning, they have not offered to pay back the money they gained. So they have to pay the money back they gained, that the design they stole from, and who to pay it back to, I don't know. Probably to my family would be the ideal thing to do so.
Now, can you explain me some of those symbols on that design, on that parka?
It's just basically for protection is what I know. I don't know the exact details of all the significance of the circles and the little human object right in the center. All I know is it was just for protection for anyone who tries to drown him into the ocean, that they would automatically or instantly push back, the hands would just push back the person who's trying to drown him.
Do you know what happened with your great-grandfather? How long did he live?
I think he left in 1937. I don't know the exact year, but I think he has been long gone.
So what do you think he would have thought about this?
I think he would have probably thought exactly the same thing that I thought of, that you cannot just use my garment. He would probably say, this is a sacred garment that I visioned, that I asked my family to make, and that it should not be used except by me only. And that's when I thought, this is something I have to do, because he would think this way. no one should wear sacred garments of anyone's clothing at all whatsoever.